I'm John Weber for Best Day Audio Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Alan Rutkin, a partner in the law firm of Rivkin Radler, LLC. Alan, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
Alan, in your column in the May edition of Best Review concerning the allegedly accelerating Toyotas, you talk about two themes that have run through your columns for many years now. The first concerns the emergence of new insurance issues. Tell us a little bit about how insurance issues develop.
Sure. Since we're talking about cars, I can't help but use a road metaphor. The old saying goes that all roads lead to Rome. Well, all liability issues lead to insurance. Look at the new liability issues that have emerged over the last generation: environmental law, privacy, or more recently, Chinese drywall. The liability issue always leads to a new insurance concern, because when companies face new liabilities, they will always try to fit these liabilities into their existing insurance coverage.
And your other theme concerns cover-ups.
In the 1970s, after Watergate, political pundits developed a saying, "It's not the crime, it's the cover-up." And that saying has lived on both in politics and litigation. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that there has been anything like a crime here, but I am saying that the failure to disclose information can often make litigation problems worse. Cover-ups are, if you allow another road and car-related metaphor, the road to ruin.
So, Alan, how does disclosure affect car acceleration litigation?
It's been alleged that the manufacturer held back important information about this problem. If that is true, that is the big if, because I don't know whether it is true, but if that is true, it could affect insurance claims that the manufacturer might make. Disclosures are required both in the policy application process and the claims notification process. If the requisite disclosures were not made, then rights to insurance coverage might be compromised.
Well, Alan, it's certainly a timely column and very interesting as well. You can find it online at bestreview.com or in the May edition of the magazine. Alan Rutkin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Weber, and this is Best Day Audio Spotlight.